The Red, Red Flowers, M.E. Chaber. Like so many other pulp writers, Kendall Foster Crossan, 1910 to 1981, was hugely prolific, with about 250 short stories to his credit along with more than 40 novels. But it was the number of radio and television scripts, more than 400, that is truly impressive, with script writing credits on such popular shows as The Saint, 77 Sunset Strip, and Perry Mason. Born in Ohio, he played football at Rio Grande College, was an amateur boxer, and worked a variety of colorful jobs, including carnival barker and insurance investigator. The career of his best-known detective character, Milo March, who appeared in more than 20 novels written under one of his numerous pseudonyms, M.E. Chaber. The martini-loving March also worked as a private investigator and frequently became involved in government matters, including espionage cases for the CIA. He is a tough guy, though he dislikes violence, and he is a hedonist who likes good restaurants, an extravagant expense account, and at least one beautiful woman per book. In addition to writing for the pulps, Crossan also worked as the editor of Detective Fiction Weekly, one of the top pulp magazines of the day. Crossan's most successful protagonist was Jethro Dumont, who spent 10 years in Tibet learning the secrets of Eastern meditation. He then returned to New York to fight crime using the superpowers that he could bring forth with a magical chant that turned him into the Green Llama. His adventures ran in Double Detective in the 1940s under his Richard Foster byline, which spawned a comic book superhero series in 1940 in Prize Comics. The crime fighter became so popular that he got his own comic book, The Green Llama, which inspired a 1949 radio program that lasted only 11 episodes. The Red, Red Flowers was originally published in the February 1961 issue of Blue Book.